such as stalks of corn or groves of apples. Ivy grows together into a single, homogeneous plant.
Covering a whole city?
The old coot is right for a change. If nobody's here to prune it, why not? Stuff's more resilient than kudzu or even horseradish.
Maybe.
Ignoring the side streets and alleys, Ryan kept traveling through the main thoroughfares of the downtown area. A few of the smaller buildings were no more than squarish mounds of ivy, the millions of pointy leaves covering whatever edifice of humanity had once stood proudly at that location. The normal hard angles of corners and sharp outlines of the city were pleasantly softened by the living blanket.
What's that place?
Which?
There, the only building not covered by the ivy.
Odd that the plants don't grow there.
I do not see any charred residue, so it was not burned away.
Not trimmed. Edge is not smooth.
Millie, why wouldn't plants grow there?
Meticulously, Mildred counted on her fingers.
Gas leak, radiation sources inside, microwave leakage, toxic waste, excessive salt concentrates, or maybe acid spills.
Ryan let Leviathan move on. He wanted nothing to do with any of that stuff. If Ivy didn't go there, they didn't want to either.
From the air, this place must seem to be wild country. Wait, there's a parking garage.
Studying the gate, Ryan didn't slow.
Cars only, wrung transmission fluid. We need trucks.
JB pressed his face to the window.
Dark night! There it is!
Public Works? Sanitation Department?
Auto Stall?
The Ranger.
JB acted as though the Ranger could hear him through the composite hull. He jerked a thumb.
Next street over.
Christy hauled out the binocs and scanned the area.
Gaia, save us, and we're a sitting duck.
Maybe we could get inside that garage, hide in there.
Ryan vetoed that idea.
If it's got infrared, as it almost surely does, it'll find us in a minute.
JB went to the starboard Remington and worked the bolt.
Rather face the machine out here anyway. Besides, we can always make a run for it on foot.
How could it have found us? The radar is off, and the river should have muddled our tire tracks.
Fuck!
Turning in the direction Jack was facing, the friend saw the Ranger crest a corner and stop dead in its tracks before the facade of a one-hour vision center. Instantly, every dish antenna and radar array the war machine boasted spun madly and froze, pointing straight toward Leviathan.
It almost seemed as surprised to see them as they were it. Swap seats.
Ryan freed his harness. As he left the driver's seat, the Ranger's main cannon shifted aim, and once more the crawling Leviathan was bathed in the harmless light show. Mildred cursed.
God's blood? It's parked in front of an optometrist's office. The damn thing is here to repair the focusing lens.
Taking the gunner's chair, Ryan quickly activated the front missile pod and tracking system.
Angle us more. I need a clear shot backward.
So there is somebody inside that thing. I knew it wasn't just a comp.
JB grabbed his satchel of explosives and moved for the exit.
Who cares? Come on! We'll climb on top while it's standing still and blow open the hatch.
Ryan flipped the main sequence control to salvo and hit the launch button. Leviathan bucked six times as the remaining rockets from the pod streaked away on fiery tails, smoky contrails filling the air.
Those won't penetrate tank armor.
Don't have to.
Ryan stared hard at the enemy tank.
Christy, keep moving. Head for an alley.
The woman did as requested, although she had no idea why. Again, the Ranger pumped out gigawatts of rainbows at the crawling Leviathan as its half-dozen Air Force missiles streaked past the tank and punched through the big-picture windows of the tall brick building standing on the corner, the one without any ivy. Smoke and glass vomited into the intersection, a maelstrom of chaos masking the Ranger from their view.
You missed us, you son of a bitch!
Ryan raised a clenched fist.
Now, go!
Christy yanked the wheel hard about, and Leviathan casually rolled toward an alleyway several yards away.
We're not going to make it!
Got to! No time to escape on foot!
The Ranger fired again and started toward them, when a much larger explosion rattled the building to its foundation. Fireballs blew out of every ground floor window. Then the side of the structure became canted, angling dangerously as more detonation shook the building again and again, ripping apart the inner walls. Smoke washed over the street, the squat body of the tank barely visible through the swirling clouds.
Here it comes!
A gigantic shadow engulfed both machines. Acting on impulse, Dean put a stream of 40mm shells into the street directly in front of the Ranger. The HE rounds blew apart the ivy and asphalt, chewing a gaping pit in the concrete foundation. Shifting treads, the Ranger dodged the blast hole just as the building finished its brief journey downward. The whole world seemed to jump as the irresistible force met the immovable object with disastrous results. The robotic tank disappeared as countless tons of brick and concrete deafeningly crashed onto the street. Windows shattered from the thunderous concussion as the smashed road buckled and sank. In every direction, sidewalks splintered, cracks racing off like crazed lightning bolts. Telephone poles toppled as dirty water erupted from a score of burst hydrants. Debris pummeled the back end of Leviathan as the craft was shoved forward into the alley. Standing on the brakes, Christie managed to bring the tank to a halt just as they were completely enveloped by the swirling dust storm. The rumbling of the crash echoed through the dead city, reverberating along the concrete canyons. Then, an eerie stillness descended, filling the void with a ringing silence louder than any possible detonation. Getting stiffly off the floor, the friends checked to make sure none was injured, then grabbed weapons and headed for the door. Half climbing, half falling out of Leviathan, they stood beside the vehicle and stared dumbfounded at the broken building lying sideways in the street, blocking the mouth of the alley.
Missed us by feet.
JB respectfully removed his fedora. Doc made the sign of the cross, and somebody else said amen. Dean started forward, and Ryan grabbed his arm, stopping the boy.
Careful, the ground is still shaky.
Accepting the wisdom, the group waited a few minutes, closely watching for any additional destruction from the endless little aftershock quakes caused by the Titanic pounding. All around them, the bedraggled fields of ivy were shaking madly, waves of agitation moving out over the city like ripples in a pond. Minutes passed, and finally Ryan permitted himself a satisfactory grunt.
Sounds like it's over.
I certainly hope so.
Mildred licked her dry lips.
Hot pipe! I never saw anything like that!
Not want again.
Jack scrutinized the sideways building. Beaming delight, Doc patted Ryan on the back.
That was inspired, my dear Ryan. Inspired! A tactic from the Art of War, perhaps? Or the ruminations of Julius Caesar?
Ryan looked at the man with no amusement.
You never swatted a fly?
Doc opened his mouth, then closed it with a snap.
I stand corrected. It was genius born, not borrowed.
Good shooting.
Yeah, kind of hard to miss a stationary building.
Muffled detonations sounded from within the collapsed structure, and with a grinding screech, the middle of the skyscraper tumbled apart, sending another plume of dust into the murky sky.
Is there enough room for us to get out?
Christie studied the mouth of the alley.
Sure, plenty.
JB started for the street, both hands tied on the strap of his bag full of explosives.
More important, let's go make sure the bastard thing really is dead.
And that was when the ivy attacked. Vines lashed out from every direction. Ryan dodged and only got a stinging gash across his cheek. His stire was leveled in a second, firing into the thrashing ivy. Movement out of the corner of his good eye made the man spin, firing instinctively. The plants were crawling over Leviathan, wrapping around the wheels and covering the windows in a thick protective blanket of living green. Cursing, Jack fired his .357 Magnum, blowing off the leaves covering the door latch. But try as he might, the hatch couldn't open.
Jammed! Ivy in the hinges!
Why is it attacking?
We dropped a building on it.
Turning in a circle, JB sprayed his Uzi in a figure-eight pattern, not sure what to aim at.
How the fuck do you kill a plant this big?
Flamethrower!
Doc's pistol was holstered, his sword out and moving. The slashing steel blade sliced a clear space around them, but more ivy filled in the spot almost instantly.
We have got to get inside! Use the flamethrower!
Dean! The can!